各位听众朋友大家好，我是赖世雄，今天为大家给大家讲解的是一个对话，现在就请大家打开我们这套教材第370页。
Hi everybody, I'm Bruce.
今天我们这一课呢 Lesson 54, 这个标题我们请呢Bruce 给我们念一下。
Variety is the spice of life.
什么叫做 variety 以及什么叫做 spice 给我们解释一下，同时也告诉我们这个标题是什么意思，怎么使用。
Variety means that there is more of something than one kind. In fact, there are many kinds of something. For example, there is a large variety of clothing to buyIn a department store, there are many, many kinds of clothing in a department store. There is a great variety of clothing there. Spice? The Spice Girls. Well, anyway, spice means a special kind of flavor, a special kind of taste that we add to food when cooking,or before eating. For example, if we just eat potatoes or rice every day, and we don't add salt or pepper or any other flavor or taste, it doesn't taste very good. We don't enjoy eating it. So we enjoy spice in our food. In the same way,If every day you do the same thing, you eat the same food, you meet the same people, you go to the same places.
You're talking about me?
You, that's right. Oh. You're so boring. Every day is the same. Then you have no variety in your life. You don't have any spice. There's nothing different.There's nothing interesting in your life. So in English, we always say that don't do everything always the same way every day, or your life will feel boring to you. Try something different, do something different now and then variety will be the spice in your life.
For a change of life, here's a $1 coin. How about that?
That's better than 一毛.
Okay. 所以我们说改变一下生活有所变化。来 Bruce, 我这里有一块钱。这样哈。不过事实上呢在这边呢我们讲 variety 就是变化 change 的意思。刚才讲就是能够人生有所变化。就是给我们人生的一种佐味料 ,spice 就是添加味道的意思。偶尔呢做一些改变使我们人生可以活得多彩多姿，那这样的意思在这里。谈到这个先谈 variety, 我们先不谈这个绘画内容啊。刚才 Bruce 讲了一个很好的用法 ,a variety of, 就是各式各类的。A variety of clothing, 也就是各式各类的衣服。我们同样的可以这样说 ,you will see a variety of toys there. 在那儿可以看到各式各类的玩具 ,T-O-Y。通常后头 a variety of 放在复数的名词啊是可数的名词。我们可以这样说 ,the society, 我们这个社会 is composed of a variety of people, 是各式各式的各式各色的人所组成的。我们就可以这样讲 ,a variety of, 这样用法。另外那个 spice,我们就讲了味道，尤其呢是味道比较重的啊、哦。我们一天到晚只吃马铃薯啦，吃饭啦，没有什么味道，所以偶尔添加一些盐啦，或者弄一些别的味道在里头，使得有所变化，这样吃起来就不错。但常常我们讲说 spicy, 那这个说 the food is spicy, 这是什么意思啊
？That means the taste or flavor is very very strong.For example, 辣椒 is one kind of spice, and out there in Sichuan or Hunan, The people like to eat very spicy food. Usually that means 很辣的. In English, we often say this is hot, H-O-T, or spicy, S-P-I-C-Y, spicy, S-P-I-C-Y.
也就是非常辛辣的,味道重的,尤其是辣椒造成的味道, 所以 this food is very hot, 或是 very spicy, 就用这样的字做形容词用。 好了,现在我们终于把这个标题呢,我们说了,但怎么样,什么时候,我们才用说, a variety is the spice of life. In which situation will we use expressions like this?
Well, if somebody says that he's very tired and bored with his life, we might say, well, you know, variety is the spice of life. Why don't you take a vacation? Why don't you try to meet some other people? Why don't you try a new hobby? Try something different or new in your life.
Mm-hmm. So you try something different. 就是试试新的事物, maybe you're feeling bored with life, 你觉得人生很无聊, bored, B-O-R-E-D, 以为病用, if you are sick of life, if you are bored with life, you should try something different, try something new. Then in this case, I may give you a piece of advice like this, variety is the spice of life. 好了,现在我们就一块来把这个对话先念一下。
Part 1, Dialogue. Barney and Debbie are on vacation in Bangkok. Debbie begins, "So, where are you taking me out to dinner tonight, Barney?" He says, "Let's go to Phuket. It has the most beautiful sunsets that you will ever see. That's also where you can get a wide range of exotic foods." "Sounds good," says Debbie. Then she asks, "What have you got in mind?" He tells her, "I've been dying to try monkey brains again." "What?" asks Debbie. "You've got to be kidding. No way." He says, "Come on. Haven't you learned that variety is the spice of life?" She says, "You just said again. Have you tried it before?" "Sure, it's delicious," Barney says. "No wonder. Sometimes you act like a monkey."
Wow, 我们听起来是蛮残忍的,对不对啊?
Yeah, I wouldn't try this dish.
Right. 好了,我们就一块来看这个dialogue. 一开头的这么讲, Barney and Debbie are on vacation in Bangkok. Barney跟Debbie, 他们正在曼谷度假。 还记不记得我们说呢, he's on vacation, 也可以说 he's on holiday。 用法, 所以这句话也可以讲, Barney and Debbie are on holiday in Bangkok. 只不过是 holiday 是英国人的说法比较多,
That's right.
但美国人也会有时候会用吧?
Not very often. 就是, you usually will hear us say on vacation.
所以美国人用的是用 on vacation 比较多, 英国人呢他就会这样说, Barney and Debbie are on holiday in Bangkok. 这样说,
Something like that.
Okay, 就这样, 这是英国腔的味道, 大约这么一个味道在这边。 好啦,现在我们就来看, So, where are you taking me out to dinner tonight, Barney? Barney一开头, So, 就是那么, 这个相当于一个虚词, 就等于 then, 那么, 这样的意思,
mm-hmm.
就相当咱们中文所说, 那么, 这样的意思, 不要翻成因词啊。 So, where are you taking me out? 这边也是用了现在进行时, 根本就是表示马上即将发生的未来的状况, 所以也就等于, where will you take me? 或是, where will you be taking me out to dinner tonight? 今晚你要带我到哪去吃晚餐呢? Take me out to dinner, 这样的用法, take somebody out to dinner 这个相当不错的 take somebody out to dinner 我、哦、这个用法既然那么简单我们也模仿造一个句子用 take somebody out to dinner
Every Sunday, Dad takes us out to dinner to his favorite restaurant.
每个礼拜天呢，爸爸都会带我们呢去吃饭，而是再到哪里吃饭呢？他最喜爱的那家餐厅，那个四川饭馆。In terms of food or dishes, which dish do you like best?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many wonderful Chinese dishes.How about 铁板豆腐
啊铁板豆腐这个蛮不错的啊那么对我来讲的话呢我实在话我什么都吃啊I eat all kinds of things 什么东西都吃这样子只要是、好吃的我都喜欢吃 I'm not particular about food
Right, you're not picky about your food
Right, I'm not picky or particular about food 对吃东西我不挑剔挑剔的这个 picky 我们拼一下
P-I-C-K-Y P-I-C-K-Y Picky、
Particular 是这样拼的
P-A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-R P-A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-R Particular
或者是 picky, 记住都是用 about 这样使用啊 ,is picky about something, is particular about food, 等等。好我们接着就来看了他这样说了 ,let's go to Phuket. It has the most beautiful sunsets that you will ever see. That's also where you can get a wide range of exotic foods. 你看咱们到这个地方 Phuket 这个字啊我们怎么念以及告诉我们那是什么地方再告诉我们你有没有去过
Of course I've been there. Phuket is how they say it in Thai. Phuket is an island off the coast of Thailand in the Indian Ocean, not on the Pacific side, but on the Indian Ocean side.It's not very big, but it's not very small. You can drive from the top to the bottom of the island in about 2 hours, I think.
Something like that.
And it really is a very beautiful tropical island.
是泰国在所谓靠近印度洋那个地方的一个岛屿。不大也不小那么是值得玩的一个 tropical 热带的这个岛屿 a tropical island 先把这个 tropical 我们拼一下
T-R-O-P-I-C-A-L T-R-O-P-I-C-A-L tropical
What's so interesting or fantastic about this island?
Well,One thing I like about Phuket is if you're a city boy like I am, you have a lot of entertainment in the town. But the island is big enough so you can get away from the town and sometimes you can find a beach so you can go swimming alone. No one else is on the beach.
刚才有个用法叫 get away.Get away 就是摆脱世间的一些烦恼然后呢好好度假我们常常讲说用 get away 常常有外国人说这句话 get away from it all from 加个 it 再加一个 all 这是什么意思以及怎么用啊
Every now and then I just have to get away from it all This means that especially in the modern worldWe all have a lot of pressure. We're busy every day, in the city. It's crowded. We have a lot of stress. Sometimes you just want to leave everything. You want to run away for a short time to get away by going to, usually back to nature. You might like the mountains, or like me, you might like the beach.Or you just want to go far away from the city and other people.
就是呢，摆脱一切的烦恼。You should visit an island or stay on there, for some time and then try to get away from it all.
也就是待在一个岛屿，那么咱们一段时间把一切的烦恼都摆脱。我们用 to get away from it all 就这样使用。
好了，接着我们看普吉岛。Let's go to Phuket. It has the most beautiful sunsets. 在那儿有好美的、最美的这个日落 that you will ever see. 那个 that 就等于 which， 但是因为受到前面有最高级的这种形容词修饰的关系 ，the most beautiful 后头放名词之后的关系代词都一律用 that。That 可以代替 which, who, 或者是 whom. 比如说 he's the best student that I've ever taught. 他是我教过最棒的一个学生。The best student 是最高级啦。所以后头就用 that 取代 whom you've ever taught, 或是 I've ever taught. 这边也是一样，受到 the most beautiful sunsets 的影响。The most beautiful, 后头就用 that。你将会看到的他那边有你会看到的最什么呢漂亮的这种日落的景色。然后接着就说了 That's also where you can get a wide range of exotic foods. 在那儿也是你可以呢得到呢或者是吃到啊各式各类的 a wide range, 很广的范围 range,就等于 area, 这个 area 就范围，不过在这个地方就等于 a wide variety of 的意思，各式各类的 exotic 有异国味道的这些食物，通常这个 food 是不能加 s 啊，我们可以这样说 ，Did you eat food？ 有没有吃东西啊？这个 food 不会加 s， 但我们通常加了 s 是种类，各式各类的食物。这个 exotic 又是什么意思在这边呢、
Here it means very unusual or very interesting or very different.
Something very foreign.
Foreign, far away, maybe a little mysterious but attractive.
有点神秘的让人搞不懂的有异国情调的啊。那么这个用 exotic 这样子。好了接着我们再来看 Debbie 又说了 Sounds great, what have you got in mind? Wow, 听起来不错这个 sounds great, 前面当然省了 It sounds great, 或者是 the idea, 或是 your idea, sounds great 你这个点是听起来蛮不错的啊 What have you got in mind? 你脑筋在想什么东西啊这边 what have you got?In mind, 其实可以说成 What do you have in mind?
The same.
Yeah, what do you have in mind? 是什么时候才用这个用法呢？
Someone may suggest, would you like to see a movie tonight? Well, of course, there are many, many different kinds of movies. We have action movies, and we have comedies, we have love stories, and so on. So,The other person may ask you, well, I guess that sounds good, but what do you have in mind? What kind of movie would you like to see?
有很多种类，我们不晓得哪一项的时候，我们就问人家，哎，你脑筋想的是哪一个呢？ What do you have in mind? 或者是 what have you got in mind? Okay, so let's go to the movies tonight. 那今天晚上看电影。Well, there are different kinds of movies. We have action movies, 我们有所谓的动作片啦、啊、we have comedies, 有所谓喜剧片啦、啊、还有 we have love stories. So, what do you have in mind? 你脑筋想的是哪一部嘛？这个 action movies, 就是动作片 action 是这样拼的。
A-C-T-I-O-N. A-C-T-I-O-N.Action.
喜剧片呢叫 comedy, 这是单数啊复数 comedies. 我们用单数把这 comedy 拼一下。
C-O-M-E-D-Y. C-O-M-E-D-Y.、Comedy.
悲剧片叫 tragedy, 是这样拼的。
T T-R-A-G-E-D-Y. T-R-A-G-E-D-Y. Tragedy.
爱情片叫 love stories, 这样就好了。但在这啊我要问了。Which do you like better, a comedy or a tragedy?
Of course, a comedy.
I think you may as well, you know, see or watch a tragedy. You know the reason?
What?
When you cry, you can lose some weight.
Now that is a tragedy.
我说、啊、哎，你喜欢哪一个电影？到底是喜剧片还是悲剧片？那当然是这个喜剧片。不大哥这样说，我说你其实啊，听看悲剧片比较好，因为看悲剧片才流一点眼泪啊，可以刚好减肥这样子啊。好了，这边我们接下来再看下面他怎么说。I've been dying to try monkey brains again。哇，我一直好想再来吃猴脑，好可怕。这里 I've been dying to be dying to 我们这里啊是 dying 记住跟死亡没有关系 he's dying 如果后头打个句点他就要呢过世了但是 he's dying 后头放 to 是、哦、完全不一样的意思这个 dying 就等于 eager E-A-G-E-R be dying to 就等于 be eager to 我们造个例子
I'm dying to see that new movie with Sharon Stone.
啊，我好想要看那部电影。那个电影呢，跟这个是 Sharon Stone。哦，这个人蛮有名的。哦，那是你的心爱的人，对不对啊？
我的 idol。
你的所谓的偶像，偶像怎么拼
？Idol。I-D-O-L
还记不记得我们讲的鬼混那个字 idol 发音完全一样那个是不一样怎么拼的
I-D-L-E I-D-L-E
这两个字都念成什么
idol
Yeah, so Sharon Stone is my idol I idolize her
Ooh, Okay, the verb is I-D-O-L-I-Z-E I-D-O-L I-Z-E, idolize.
也就是崇拜的意思。但是你刚讲 I'm dying to see that movie with Sharon Stone, 是指的是你想跟 Sharon Stone 一块去看那个电影呢还是说看那个电影那电影里面有 Sharon Stone 在里头
更好配他去看。
啊就是他有两个意思对不对
That's right.
第一个意思本来是他这样讲我好想看那部由 Sharon Stone 演的电影。可是呢还有另外一个意思我好想要跟 Sharon Stone 去看那部电影所以要看上下文啊这样子才能够做一个决定的不过他刚才卜大哥造的例子是以第一个例子为准就是说我好想要看那部由 Sharon Stone 演的那个电影啊两个都可以啊看上下文来做决定 Sharon Stone 是一个美国的一位女演员非常的漂亮这样子不过 Bruce 你至少在这一辈子 not in your life 这一辈子是没了这样啊 not in your life 或者你想的美英文有这句话 you wish 这样子哈就这两个字就够了 you wish 嘿、hey, 我想要跟 Sharon Stone 一块去喝茶这个去饮茶这样想得美 you wish 就这两个字好接着我们再来看下边呢他下面说 what you've got to be kidding no way 你可别再开玩笑吧门都没有不可以太残忍了 you've got to be you've got to be 就等于 you must be 的意思You've got to 是极为口语的用法，再加一个 You've got to 就等于You must 的意思。You've got to tell me the truth. You must tell me the truth. 而在口语里头常听到这样的用法，你一定是在开玩笑吧 ？You've got to be kidding， 或者是 You must be kidding. You must be joking 这样的用法。J-O-K-E 把 E 去掉，加了 I-N-G， 你一定在开玩笑。No way。Impossible, 不可能，门都没有这样。好，接着呢 ，Barney 就说 ，Come on, haven't you learned that variety is the spice of life? 你难道没有学过这样的话吗？也就是所谓人生要多彩多姿啊，变化才是我们人生的这个味道啊。有一点变化，不要说老是吃青菜萝卜嘛，而偶尔吃一些奇奇怪的东西嘛。好。 这个时候啊 ，Debbie 就说了 ，You just said again， 你刚才已经说过再一次，我要想再一次吃胡脑。Have you tried it before？ 以前是不是真的尝试过这个东西啊？哎，这个时候 Barney 就说 ，Sure， it's delicious， 的确尝过，哦，好好吃哦。Sean Debbie 呢 ，She loves animals and she thinks that every animal has a right to live。每一个动物都有权利可以活，嘿，这个是不能吃的。好了，所以呢 ，Barney 讲这样的话 ，delicious。当时我们想起 delicious， 好吃的，有一个字啊，也等于哪个字啊
？Tasty。
嗯，怎么拼
？Tasty。T-A-S-T-Y, tasty.
好吃的就这么讲。好了，接着我们看 Debbie 讲了。No wonder, 难怪。Sometimes you act like a monkey. 你看有时候你的举止已经像猴子一样了。No wonder, 这句话也是很棒的啊，虽然是两个字，但是一个很好用的一个用法。我们怎么使用 no wonder?
Well,No wonder you're so thin, Peter. You're always exercising.
Peter, 难怪你那么瘦。这用来解释下面这句话，因为你都在运动嘛。再来一遍。
No wonder you're so thin, Peter. You're always exercising.
Thin.
T-H-I-N.
瘦的，再来一遍。
You're so thin, Peter. No wonder.You're always exercising.
现在我们就一块的再把这个对话念一下。
Lesson 54, Variety is the Spice of Life. Part 1 Dialogue, Barney and Debbie are on vacation in Bangkok. She begins by asking, So, where are you taking me out to dinner tonight, Barney? He suggests,Let's go to Phuket. It has the most beautiful sunsets that you will ever see. That's also where you can get a wide range of exotic foods. Sounds good. What have you got in mind? I've been dying to try monkey brains again. What? You've got to be kidding. No way. Come on. Haven't you learned that?Variety is the spice of life? You just said again. Have you tried it before? Sure, it's delicious. No wonder. Sometimes you act like a monkey.
好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢主的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye, everybody. See you next time.